You know, it just amazes you. Another young lady that came into our office had a low back problem. She was scheduled for a hysterectomy at 36 years old. And so I know the particular surgeon. He's a very good surgeon. He's very non-surgical. He only does what he has to do. And his comment to her was that she was 36 years old. In fact, she looked 26 outside. Inside, he said she was an 82-year-old woman. And so he was just going to cut everything out. And so she came in for, she'd had back problems for a number of years, most of her life, and came into our clinic with one of these acute seizures that you have, you know, where you can't walk and they bring you in. They're kind of dramatic. We love it because it's, you know, we adjust them and they walk out. The MDs just don't understand this. In my clinic, when they call up, they say, do not explain it, just fix it. That's what they say. It's really interesting. Just fix it. And so we put her on the juice. We started her on the juice because I said, you know, your lifestyle's not good. I need some better tissue here. And I want you to, you know, to try this stuff. And she commented on the flavor. And we yeah, is that right, huh? I've always said, you know, grandma tells you that this is good for you. And you remember how bad it tasted? Well, if what grandma gave you was good for you, this stuff's got to be phenomenal. So, and I'm glad we don't have any MPD here. I've been drinking MPD as we go. Just to show that it's biodegradable. You can drink it and it won't hurt you. But I'm not sure if the soap tastes better or... I can't use that. It's not soap. Tastes better than the gel or not. So we started her on that. She went back for her normal routine visit. And we'd opened those nerves up so that helps that area. The particular area she had a problem with, opened that area up. And then the juice was in there and all of a sudden he was in there and he called me and he said, what'd you do? And I said, what do you mean? And he was asking her if she was douching with something or what she was doing because he couldn't believe the tissues. He says, it's brand new. He said, you almost can't even tell she's had a kid in there. It's so clean. So she never got the surgery. So and he lost a car payment. I mean, that's a big deal in America. Yeah, because the average physician now is at about $76,000 in America. That's not good. You make more money than that if you'll just work half the hours they do. Most of those doctors are working 12, 15 hours a day, and they're not doing so well. So you'll have some MDs as they start getting shaky. We're starting to see them join the ranks. An extension on that burn in the leg, I had another patient that she'd cut a hard piece of metal, and it just took the skin, just a chunk of skin about that wide out of the side of her leg right to the bone. Just cut it right off. And April's nodding because we know her. She was also body surfing in Hawaii and broke her back. That's where I first saw her. 70. Great body surfer. Great body surfer. Now, she's been on the products a little longer now. She owns all the vet formula that was ever left. Okay, because the vet formula was the cheap way to get your activator. Remember when we did that? Has anybody been around that long? Did you have the vet formula over here? You still have the vet formula? Ooh, hang on to it. It's gold. You can sell it in America for a whole lot more. Export. Yeah. Yeah, because that, in America, we can beat our children and abuse them. We can do surgery on them. We can put them on drugs. But you don't dare do that to your cat or dog. You'll definitely go to jail if you do anything to an animal. So the vet formula is one of our earlier great formulas because of the fact that it could be used in the vet industry. What they had to do is graft that. And this is a good story because of the fact the reaction you get with the doctors and stuff. And the grafts wouldn't take. It was just too big of a chunk. And the surgeon was an excellent surgeon. This guy is probably one of the best plastic surgeons we've got, probably in the Western United States, which is saying a lot. And the graft wouldn't take, and it wouldn't take. And she ran out of fanny. That's basically what happened. You know, that's what he said to me. He says, I've run out of fanny. This last one's got to take. And I said, well, now will you let me use the aloe vera, you know? And so we started, well, basically we didn't tell him. You know, have any of you done that? Yeah, basically he was, you know, he's a colleague and I didn't want to get into all the hassle back and forth and everything. So we started wrapping it with gauze and we started spraying the aloe first or the veterinarian formula, pardon me, it was veterinarian formula at that time, on the outer part of this leg. 3 weeks later he calls and goes, wow, you got to see my graft. And so then we broke in and told him what it was. And she told him he was using the aloe vera and he looked at it and so we were on the phone and he says, hey, aloe vera is the biggest joke there is in the world. And I said, why? And he says, I've used every aloe vera product there is. And I said, did you ever use Forever Living? And he said, what? This is America, you got to remember. Aloe vera is the best kept secret in America. Did you know that? Yeah, it's really the best kept secret. And he had never heard of the company or anything. I said, well, what kind of plant was your product from? And he said, what? And I said, well, was it from the the Miller plant? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, geez, where was it grown? And he says, I don't know. And I said, well, how old was the leaf it came from? Are you aware of that? And he said, how would I know that? And I said, well, was it stabilized? And he says, I don't know. And I said, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't give a person this. He's using these products without that basic information, and he's just going to wonder why he doesn't get results. He now uses the aloe vera on a consistent basis because his big money's in facelifts. In America, we're constantly, you know, doing this kind of thing. And he's got a new chemical method that he's using that's a little less traumatic. And he's getting about a week healing using the aloe vera, which would normally be 3 weeks to 3 months, depending on the tissue and these horrible pictures that you see on TV that they cause. He doesn't have those. He doesn't allow them to use anything else on their skin. He's an absolute fanatic now. You use something else, he starts throwing things at you. If you know doctors like that, they get all upset. He's got the best patient control I've ever seen. Patients are terrorized of him. So if you're going to get a facelift, I think the facelift is more terror from him. But that's what he does. He makes sure that they only use the aloe products. And he gets consistent, predictable results. And he can charge very high prices consistently all the time. He has a very nice car, a very nice house, beach home, a house in Mexico. He's done quite well using the aloe vera products. And so that the key thing is it's consistent. If we can, I was talking to a group of doctors in Poland, Warsaw, wherever I was at, and one of those places I was stopping, and they had been using the products for a while and were just amazed. We had dinner with the head of the rehab division for the country of Poland, and she's been using the products, having the same thing. They're actually overwhelmed. They said, well, when is it not going to work? You know, now they're going the other direction. Now they're saying, well, is there a time this doesn't work? And my explanation was to them was, keep the patient on it long enough. Make it just, you know, if they get the diarrhea, tell them to back off a little bit. If they get the constipation, tell them to back off a little bit. Whatever it is, keep the patient on it long enough until the body gets them well. And that's what we were taught in school, because there's no doctor that got anybody well. We're supposed to manage you in such a way and change your lives in such a way that you get healthier. Aloe vera is a much cheaper way to do it, and that's a concern because we have a whole set of doctors and medical people around in pharmaceuticals that have, you know, are making a great living. If you're interested in a nice book, it's called Drugging of the Third World, and that's what they're doing. They're moving the pharmaceuticals out into the third world. I wanted to talk about some products that aloe vera, we can go on forever. Was there anything aloe first? You've seen all this stuff. We've got to get a video out on each one of these products. Write a letter to the home office, each of you. Yeah. They send a lot of letters, you know, but that's your general managers and stuff, and your area managers send a lot of letters. But you need to get those letters in there and let them know. And because they hear it from me and they go, you know. And the TV things, you'll notice, are kind of off the cuff. I walk into the office, I'm going through something, and they say, oh, let's do a video. And so we need some good preparation to get those things done. And as you'll notice, our Forever Vision is not cheap. Forever Vision is very expensive. So until we get a lot of that working, you're going to see more of that released and more countries open. It'll become cost effective at that point. Probably when we sell more sheep. The sheep will balance. Let's see, what else did Rex buy? What was he telling us? He's bought buildings everywhere. In Uruguay, he bought an embassy with 38 acres downtown, cash. Yeah, that's their office there. He's looking. Oh, and we were looking for castles in Warsaw. Warsaw's got a lot of castles for sale. So Rex wants a castle somewhere, and he just can't find one where he can pay cash for one that they'll sell him. And so we found one for $20 million, but that wasn't. It was too far out.
Czech Republic.
So a lot of these buildings and stuff, we're getting some. Any of those going to the rally in Dallas? We'll see the complete run of all the new buildings we're getting. They'll be similar to what the we've never seen the one in London except for or not in London, but where's Dusty at? Wherever that's at. that was one of the early ones we bought, and Rex is really hot for all this stuff. So we'll have a lot of those nice facilities around everywhere. One of the items that's I take these notes, you know, it's my Hilton Hotel memos. What happens is when you're in a foreign country, they tell you have 3 hours to speak, which means you have an hour and a half. You have to put down in notes as much as you can to kind of help the interpreter without using these big terms that we always get into. And one of the major items, two things that they were really interested in, they were excited about, was our garlic and the garlic thyme and the field of greens. Let me just go over my notes I've got here, because then you can take the notes. Because what I found doing this condensing is probably what the videos will come out like. Because we've got to have a universal tool for you to use that you can show shortly, like in 10 minutes. That gives you a quick rundown of what this will do for you. Because garlic alone, there is stuff written on garlic that will literally fill this room a couple times around. Documented. Everything I'm giving you here is so well documented, I don't even bother quoting it anymore, because it takes more time to quote all the documentation. One of the things that garlic has been known for is it's an antibiotic, or nature's antibiotic, it's been called. The one thing that makes it unique is to describe antibiotics. Antibiotics are non-specific. That's the synthetic ones. That's the ones our pharmaceutical makes. And what I mean by non-specific, they don't just kill the bad stuff. They kill all the hundreds of thousands of good bacteria and stuff that you have in your intestine. And what are some of the side effects you get from antibiotics? Constipation, diarrhea, fungus infections. The ladies know which one I'm talking about? That type of stuff, yeah. You wonder where all that stuff comes from. And and you'll get overgrowth of the yeast infection, too. They're coming from this because it's nonspecific. And you know about eating yeast and all that to try and rebuild the sick system, and taking Aphidophilus, and we've done all kinds of things to treat the symptom, and then you take another load of antibiotics and wonder why your system doesn't work. The thing about garlic, it is totally, and I put that word in a box, it's totally specific. It selects only the harmful bacteria, viruses, fungus, helping the body, suppressing them so the body will kill them. See, the garlic doesn't kill anything. And then the interesting thing they found, it's enhancing somehow, they don't know how it's enhancing, but it's enhancing the good bacteria. So while you're taking the garlic, the fact is your body's getting better and better and stronger in the good things that it takes to run it. Let me just read some of these. Candida, ringworm, you just make contact with garlic on ringworm, measles, mumps, mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr, chicken pox, herpes 1 and 2, okay? Herpes zoster, you know, the shingles that people are getting. And if you've got people with shingles and you want to get rid of them quick, put them on the aloe vera, put them on the garlic, you know, lifestyle nutritional program, get our local topical things on there, the gel, and get them to a chiropractor. Because did you ever notice shingles shows up in one spot? You know, it's a dermatone, it's a nerve place. You adjust them, it clears right up. I mean, it's one of the what we call SAMs. We have standard owl miracles in our office. You combine manipulation and this quality product like this, and just like it almost looks like you're superhuman in your practice. In fact, you get bored. You've heard my general statement to most people. I just say, shut up and take it. I don't have time to tell them how. Ask the girl out front. And that's because it's so busy and it works continuously like that. Hepatitis, scarlet fever. Rabies, isn't that an interesting one? I guess you go around biting people and then give them the garlic to see if they live or not. I don't know how they figured that one out. Streptococcus, staphylococcus, typhoid, diphtheria, cholera, bacterial dysentery. That's what you get when you travel, that one. Or go to Mexico or drink the American water. Tuberculosis, tetanus, and rheumatic bacteria. Isn't that amazing? Just those are just a few of the ones I just threw on there that I was on the backside, and that's our garlic. It enhances the powers of the autoimmune system. 1 gram a day. What is a gram? I don't know what a gram is over here. Is it a gram still? Hey, we didn't mess that one up in America. See, we've been converting liters and things so much on this trip. It's been incredible. We've had some problems, but 1 gram a day lowers the LDL cholesterol, you know, the bad cholesterol, 60 to 70%. The interesting thing they found is the HDL went up. So the good part went up. And so is it part of our lifestyle nutritional program? In my office, when we use the lifestyle nutritional program, I guarantee normal triglycerides, normal cholesterol, normal uric acid and blood pressure in 8 weeks of your money back. Now, I have to admit, I had one person that had a cholesterol of 600. That means he's dead. He's just basically dead. And we got him, he only went down to about 320, I can't remember, it was just over 300, so offered to give him his money back. And so he asked his doctor, which is this prominent MD, that Dr. Heise in our town, and Dr. Heise said, he said, I would have killed you long ago with the drugs. He said, I just keep taking whatever you're doing. And he did, and the next month he came down to normal. So when you can get those kind of predictable results, see, and then we come along and add another product, that was the idea. Oh, we were talking, Adam and I were talking earlier, we're known for diagnosing in our clinic because we got this real high rate. It's not difficult. When I do my MD talks, I said, I have an 85% going right in. And they said, well, how do you have an 85% of diagnosis? I said, if you don't die of a heart attack, you're going to die of cancer. And they said, well, that's not fair. And I said, it is fair. That's 85% of the people. Okay? So some form of cancer. So those are the two things we've got to focus on. We have a good foundation with the lifestyle nutritional program. And it's helping, you know, 70% of the people. Then we got this 30% that you spend all your time with. Did you notice that? 90% of your time is spent with 1% of your people. And those are the real critical cases that you have to do a lot of hand-holding and things like that. And those are the super miracles we hear about. April and I had some... This trip has been amazing, the miracles that we've seen out there. Young children, a woman who couldn't even give her own testimony because she was so upset. She had a pigment problem her whole life. Had been... you know how kids are abused young by other children and stuff because of her pigment thing. And over her whole body, in 1 month, her face cleared. She has, her skin isn't beautiful, but she's all one color now. She doesn't have these white and red blotches all over her face. And now she's working on her arms in 30 days. And she's spent her whole life, 25, 30 years. She looked like she's in her 30s. In fact, I have, look for that picture, April, and we'll pass it around. You won't believe it. Oh, it's in my white book? Yeah. It's just amazing. Let me have it back here. Let me check. So the consistent, predictable thing is what you're after. So what we're after is to get a good basic nutritional program in people where they have good clean products. Number one, the source is more important. Getting those clean products in, having a foundation. Then we add these other items. Okay, and Lancet. Have you ever heard of that magazine? Yeah. Definitely lowers blood pressure. I just took the quote. I know they said those things. Japan, breast cancer treatment and prevention. The sulfur compounds they found helped in colon cancer. Interestingly enough, when they took sulfur compounds and isolated them out and all, you know, did the chemical thing where you change them and you create them in the lab, they didn't work. But when they use the sulfur compounds out of garlic, you know, nature stuff, it seems to work. That's the point. Nobody can do better than nature. Okay? Warding off and preventing bladder cancer. This was a quote out of an American one, which I was surprised. Most potent killer of bacteria, viruses, fungus, any antigen or pathogen. It was the most effective. It's stronger than any herb that they found so far. And I say so far because we're not very good at herbs yet. It's an antioxidant because of the selenium in it and the geranium. And you know, everybody understands the... Do you guys do the antioxidants here? Ah, good. Okay. A loose electron, they kept wanting to know, well, how did they get a loose electron? Well, if we knew that, we'd fix it, right? They didn't have this information throughout the rest of Europe. You're quite a bit ahead of them. So it's got that antioxidant effect also. But what's the problem with garlic? The problem with garlic is that it's not socially acceptable. You stink, right? And you could always tell a vegetarian because he stunk garlic. You know, and he'd take this, I think he rubbed it on his skin, is what you thought, but it was coming out the pores. So it was not a socially acceptable thing. So 5, 7 years ago, they started with this odorless garlic. Well, the interesting way they do odorless garlic, and I used to carry it in my office, it's a top company. It's one of the best companies in the manufacturer's vitamins. And what I called him to see what he did, and he said, well, we just removed the part it smells. And I said, well, what part was that? And he said, the allicin. And I went, whoa, if you take the allicin out, that's what makes everything work. And that's what they were doing. They were removing the thing out of there. So what did we get? We got about 7 to 8 years now that garlic doesn't work. Have you heard that now? Oh, garlic doesn't do everything it did. That's because man got a hold of it again, changed it, and then says it doesn't work. So if you leave it natural. So what we've done, it's a very simple process. If you'll remember back to the video, 4 inches of each, 4 inches of each 4 inches of your small intestine absorb a different product. So our different vitamin, different mineral, a different enzyme or something like that. So what you do is put a coating over the outside. that matches the 4 inches just before it gets absorbed. It eats the coating off and gets absorbed in that, in this case, 12 to 15 inches. Isn't that a trick? And you don't get it back out your mouth. So that's basically inside one of those little black, I'm used to having product in my hands, I'm missing this, little black tablet is a whole clove of garlic. Now, you've had some, have you had this where some people have had some reactions? You had this? No, not yet. Oh, you might be cleaner than we are. I have a lot of people do. They said, hey, I took 6 of those things and it knocked me on my, you know. And I said, 6? That's interesting. And he says, yeah, I was taking 6 of the other product and didn't even touch me. And I said, well, that's right, it wouldn't. So you've got to be very careful with this product. Start very slowly because this is clean, pure stuff. It hasn't been grown in artificial insecticides and the other 68,000 toxins. So you've got Mother Nature at its maximum force here. And so I always say start slow. Has anybody tried the bottom of the feet thing that we talked about at the rally? If you want to test our product to see how well it works, and you know, we're not allowed to say that you can use anything, including water, on a child under 16 or anyone who's pregnant. Okay, that's just our general rule. You can't recommend anything for them, and that's including water. Isn't that interesting? We can't predict or prescribe anything or recommend anything to them. But on your children, when they get lung problems, and even if they don't, always experiment on your kids. That's what we do. Cut the little tablet open and rub it on the bottom of their feet. Just rub the garlic tablet, squeeze it out there, and you're gonna have it all over your hands. You're gonna stink too. And put a pair of socks on and send them to bed. Or when they're going to bed, you go in after they've gone to sleep. Within 30 minutes, their breath will smell of garlic. This stuff works. This penetrates. Yeah, now you have a stinky kid with bad breath, right? They're expendable, okay? We've got a lot of them. You want to borrow some from us? All right, from April. You notice how I always introduce? It's her children, her grandchildren. Yeah, I'm not this old yet. So you want to be able to put that, that's proof. Just get it in there and do it. You can use a clove of garlic too, and you'll notice the difference. Take your regular clove of garlic from the market and do exactly the same thing using one clove, and you notice you don't get that real sharp garlic smell coming out of their mouth. It's not the same product. Even your clove isn't the same product. The real stuff. Why isn't it? Somebody grew it out here and they were using your water you have here that you're not supposed to drink. They're using your insecticides, artificial fertilizers. The soil's been planted for, well, we've been planting our soil for 200 years and we don't have any minerals in ours. How long have you guys been planting? I'm positive you don't have any minerals, okay? So that garlic thyme is just one of the greatest products that we've come out with, and we're seeing such results with it. So make sure that you're out there using that. Speaking of minerals, have you been hearing about liquid minerals and all that stuff around here yet? Dead doctors don't lie. Did you know the average medical doctor in America lives to be 58 years old? And you take advice from him? Is that scary? And of course they say it's stress. The biggest thing to go out on now is a stress syndrome. The new thing we do as doctors is we get $120,000 in credit, you know, on our credit cards. Then you do cash advance. I heard about this. A guy over right next to us did this. You get your cash advance out. You file bankruptcy. Build your house in Hawaii under your wife's name that you divorced last week. And then you go out on a disability because I can't make the money I used to. And you have an unlimited income. That's the biggest thing going on in America now, the stress syndrome out of doctors going out on disabilities. Our medical doctors are using that for income now. So you're in an ideal end of this business and stuff because of the fact you have the answers that they don't. And what answer do you have? Basically, you're just giving good, clean products to people that make them better. When we're speaking of minerals, Nature Men, you're going to get this tape floating around, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And the guy's a great lecturer, and he studied minerals for years, and he's very good at it. And everybody who ever thought of selling a liquid mineral is using his tape. He started his own company and went bankrupt, and so now they're using his tape. It's basically what you're looking for in a mineral is a quality mineral. Something that the body absorbs. You're going to hear something new coming out. It should probably be out in about a couple of months. CNN will maybe have it on next week. That you're now getting Alzheimer's from calcium. Scary, huh? And everybody goes, wow, I'm taking calcium. That's scary. I predicted this one a number of years ago because Oscal, you probably have it here, is the best synthetic vitamin for mineral for sale. Tums has calcium, doesn't it? Do you guys have Tums over here? Yeah. Did you see the commercial? I wrote a letter on that commercial. The thing says it's been found, calcium's been found to be helpful in osteoporosis. Isn't that what it says? Then it says Tums has calcium. Well, the interesting thing is calcium needs to be absorbed in an acidic environment. What's Tums? An antacid. Is that dumb? We have doctors in America saying, take your Tums, you'll get your calcium. I'm going, boy, what seminar did you go to? And it kind of floors me sometimes. I'm just amazed at the things that go on. So we have what we have is a synthetic calcium that's been on the market for a lot of years. Most of our minerals are synthetic. We don't have them in our soil, so we're putting synthetic minerals back into our soil, and consequently it's come to us. Our steel industry polluted America very, very well through the Industrial Revolution. You guys never had that happen here, right? Okay. When they clean their tailings up, they sell it. And it's natural. It naturally came out of their sewage. And they sell it back as minerals. That's where our stuff is coming from, is the tailings. So what happened is they started with the synthetic calcium, and they knew that 10% of it was only being absorbed by the body. And so my question was very early, way back when I was in school, well, what happens to the other 90%? They said, oh, it goes out. You know, it just goes right through you. And I'm going, well, the arise in arthritis, because I was thinking more joints, because I'm thinking, you know, that problem that we're having. And I saw a rise in that arthritis about the same time OsCal became the big thing that everybody wrote prescriptions for. Within 5 to 10 years, you saw joints freezing up. So I figured it was showing up in the joints. Well, the basic thing with Alzheimer's is a very simple disease in the fact that inside the cell, you have a lot of communication going on, and there's a lot of things going on that we don't have any idea what goes on in the cell. Doesn't that make you feel good that somebody's giving you, altering your metabolism with drugs and things, and they don't even have any idea how it works? What they find is the aluminum. You've always heard of aluminum. Then you're hearing of lead and stuff like that. And the aluminum inside this blocks the communication that goes on in the cell. Same thing with lead. It blocks that communication. Now they found calcium, being a metal, is also blocking it. So we know where the junk went. So if you're going to get that question, well, I'm a little afraid of calcium now. Well, that's not Mother Nature's calcium. 99% of this calcium gets absorbed. If you want a good test, just take Natreman. You've got that here, right? Yeah. Just take a bottle of it and see what happens. It will jam you up like you've never been jammed up. It's just like cement. Okay? Now, that's how you tell a good mineral. If you take too much of it and your body does not absorb it, guess what? And won't transport it anywhere it's not supposed to go, it'll constipate you like you've never been constipated. Okay, then you have to do the juice to do the, you know. Does this sound normal? Now, this is what we do. If a little bit's good, a whole lot's more better, right? So another thing, a way to test Natreman to see, calcium's not the important thing in osteoporosis. Now, there's two theories out there that calcium, we know calcium needs to be in the bone. Starting at 21 years old, you start losing more bone than you gain. Women lose it faster than men. So women have got this osteoporosis going thing in, and we're replacing hips. Did you notice men are starting to get hip fractures? Osteoporosis in men is starting to show up. Also breast cancer, by the way. Remind me to do the shield on that, because that was my item. So as the big thing they found is magnesium. In fact, I've been probably for 10 years, I've been doubling the amount of magnesium you're supposed to have and having excellent results on x-rays with calcium products and stuff, using the natural calcium. But the Natreman, the interesting thing about it is minerals have to be balanced. You can't just go, you can go down to Thrifty Drug, what do you have here, Save-On, what's your big chains? And you can buy a vitamin and mineral that'll knock your socks off. Huh? 1,000% of this and 2,000% of that. Aren't they incredible labels? And these people say, look at this label. And then you start my routine. Well, where did it come from? How do I know? Well, what kind of soil was it growing in? How do I know? Was there any insecticides? I don't know. Pretty soon they're getting the thing that I don't know where that came from, and I'm putting it in my body. And it does help a little bit these other things. So minerals must be balanced. So Nature Men comes from a special area that where they, you know what really led us to it? The milk production in this area was almost double.